Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. Hi, how you doing? I'm not that great, I'm going to be honest with you. I was going to do another podcast about feeling anxious, and then I was like, I think this is the fourth podcast I've done about being in a quite a bad mental place. And then I realised that I'm going to have to just admit I'm going through a patch of feeling dreadful. Hey, look, it happens to the best of us. You can't help it. Sometimes these things come out of left field. I know why, to a degree. There's certain things. But also, it's because I changed my routine. This is why you should never change your routine. Never go on holiday. Because the moment you go on holiday, you get a hint of what else is out there. You get a hint of freedom. You get a hint of not being in that job that you hate. You get a hint of all of the other possibilities in the world and all of the things that you're missing out on. And then you have to go back to work and you have to go back to your routine and suddenly it feels shit. And then you're like, oh, great. It's like sleeping on a memory foam mattress for 2 weeks and then going back to sleeping on a wooden bench. You're like, oh, yeah, like this wooden bench is actually shit. It's not shit, right? I like my life. I really do like my life. I've always said that happiness and contentment comes in trying to find happiness and contentment in the mundane, because a lot of life is mundane. We've got admin coming out of our ears. You've got to pay the bills, you've got to make appointments, you've got to turn up to work, you've got to renew tickets and subscriptions, you've got to worry about direct debits, you've got to do food bills, and you've got to all the cleaning you've got to do. You've got to clean yourself, you've got to get your hair cut, there's lots of wiping and then spraying, and then you've got your car. Forget about your car, mate. It's like a million things to do with a car. You got to check the tire pressure and the oil. You got to fill it up with petrol. You got to make sure it's got an MOT. Oh, this is you've just reminded me. I don't think I've got an MOT for my car. Oh, I don't even have the money to cover this at the moment because I'm spending so much money on myofascial release, which is a kind of massage to try and help with my lower back, which is the worst it's ever been. So, that's not helping in terms of the old anxiety, because being in constant pain turns out is quite mentally taxing. Yeah. So, look, this is the spot I'm in at the moment. I saw someone advertising a 10 slot on a nice venue tonight, actually. And the reason why I didn't go is because I'm just not mentally able to do it. I don't think I'm mentally able to do much at the moment. But luckily, my boss has given me a really big piece of work to finish by Friday and then present to the management team, the senior management team, on Monday. So that I've got that to preoccupy my thoughts. I mean, maybe that's good. Maybe it is good that I have that to do, because otherwise I'll just be thinking about how anxious and depressed I'm feeling. I think it's more anxiety than depression. I don't really get depression. I do catastrophize a lot. I don't know if you get this. I will extrapolate how I'm feeling into like next month, next year, 10 years, and I'm like, oh, I may as well just fucking throw myself off a bridge. I'm not feeling suicidal at all. But what I mean is I take everything to the worst possible situation, you know. So when my life falls apart and I'm on the street taking heroin, that's kind of where I go. You can't help when your mind is feeling in a dark, to go to really dark places of, oh, everything's falling apart. Like, that's what I feel like. I feel like everything is completely and utterly falling apart, and I have no control over it. And everything's terrible, and I'm a massive failure, and a completely worthless piece of shit. I'm not looking for compliments or sympathy. I'm just saying that's my mindset. And I know that is not true, but I've just had to, after 4 or 5 days, admit that I'm having an episodic, is that the word? Episodic episode? It comes and goes. I remember feeling like this quite a few years ago, and I was really bad. And I remember saying to my wife, I'm really bad at the moment, but it will just go. It will just clear up. And it will, because you can't, it's impossible to remain in this kind of state of anxiety and terror for, it's not terror, but you can't remain in this kind of way forever. And I would actually say I'm better than yesterday. So there we go. But I did wake up in the night and basically fight off a panic attack and be like, I don't think there's anything worse than the thoughts that you have at night. Do you know what I mean? The thoughts that you have at 4 a.m, they're the worst thoughts of all. Just lying there in the dark. No one wakes up in the middle of the night and has nice, happy thoughts. It's always worry, isn't it? And but then I had a moment of clarity, kind of like a little spiritual thought trick that I do that helps me kind of settle back down. And I've done it a few times and it does help. Anyway, coping mechanisms, because you are wired anxiously. Like, I'm blatantly ADHD. I'm OCD. I had a debilitating OCD and I manage all of those symptoms, but my mind is wired in a certain way where this will sometimes happen. So, yes. And it takes a trigger. There is a trigger. But then everything cascades from there. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't, like I said, I'm not suicidal. But I do sometimes think about just running away and just living, like, you know, in a hut somewhere in Scotland or wherever, and just not seeing anybody, because it's almost like you're like, I'm so shit at life and I've got it all wrong, I'm just gonna jack it all in. That's the thought. Anyway, I'm really sorry that this has been depressing, but I just thought, what's the point in doing a daily podcast about comedy and progress and mentality and getting there without talking about these low points? And this isn't a real low point. There are real low points in life that everyone experiences. This is fake low point. This is what anxiety is. It's a fake low point where you feel like everything is falling apart, but it's not. And I'm wise enough now and experienced enough now to understand what this is. But hey, is it 7 minutes of me moaning? I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. Yes. See, I'll see you on the next pod.